Alaska's U.S. senators split their votes this week on raising the nation's debt limit. It passed the Senate yesterday, 62-39, on a party-line vote, with Democrats pushing it through. It increases the federal government's debt limit by $1.9 trillion, boosting it to more than $14 trillion, the highest level in history. Many Democrats said while they didn't want to raise the debt ceiling, they said it was a necessary step to prevent a government shutdown. Senator Mark Begich joined Democrats in voting for it, while Republicans, including Senator Lisa Murkowski, voted against it and said the nation must get a handle on its debt. Begich also supported a pay-as-you-go provision that passed along party lines. It would impose rules for the first time since 2002, mandating that Congress show where money will come from before spending it. Republicans did not support it. The debt limit bill now goes to the House.